We're doing the laws of Shabbos, and we were discussing the task of Bishul. So the next topic is, where do we apply Bishul? If you heat up, Bishul is cooking, baking, frying, forms of affecting an item through heat. So we learned that Bishul can apply when you're going to dry out a log. You put a log in the fire, that can also be Bishul. Even if you're just drying it out, you're not burning it. Lo b'chol davar sheikh Bishul. But Bishul doesn't apply to anything. Rak b'dvarim shemishtabchim andeh Bishul. It has to be something that is positively affected by the heat in order for Bishul to be relevant. Aval dvarim she'enam mishtabchim klal al yedei Bishul. But let's take things that do not benefit at all by the heat. Now, where do we have this? We have this if you put an empty pot, or you put a pot filled with water. Let's say on Shabbos morning, you want to put food back on the platter. So what do? You take, let's say you have a big tea kettle filled with hot water. You take a frying pan, for argument's sake. You fill it with that boiled water, the water that's still boiling hot. And you put the frying pan on the platter. And on top of that, you'll put your kugels that are already fully baked. This way it doesn't look like you're cooking on Shabbos, like you're baking on Shabbos. But wait a second. The frying pan is being reheated now on the platter, right? You put in boiling water. Aren't you cooking the frying pan? No, we don't say there's cooking on frying pans on Shabbos. Technically, if you heat something and by heating it, it affects it positively, then we discussed that turning on a filament, light bulb, that's going to be a form of cooking or of mavir. But when you heat up something that is not positively affected by the heat, that is not bishul. Aval dvarim she'enam mishtabchim klal al yedei bishul. Kigon, elu perot shem tovim bli bishul. So you have fruits that don't get any better by cooking them. You put a pomegranate on the fire. Put a pomegranate in a pot. Cook some pomegranate. Doesn't taste any better. En kan isul torah bebishulam. So there's no biblical prohibition against cooking. I think I've never cooked a pomegranate. I assume it doesn't taste any better. Cook an orange. Doesn't taste any better by cooking it. I think. I've never tried. I think so. Umikol makom pamim yesh behem isur midrabanan. There will be times that it is rabbinically prohibited to cook something, even though it does not improve by the cooking. Umaim, what about water? Av sheruim em neshtiyah af b'li bishul. You could argue, you could drink water without cooking it, so then why is there a prohibition of cooking water? Mikol makom yesh chiyuv al bishulam. There is nonetheless, v'ayinu mishum sheyesh chiluk nikar ben mayim mevushalim uven mayim sheadayin lo nitbashlu. Uveze kvar nikraim mishtabchim al yedei bishul. We have the concept, hot water and cold water are distinctly different. That's why the bishul, when we speak about water, the cooking of water is distinctly different than the cooking of any other item. When we speak about cooking food, so then we want to see the impact of change in the food through the cooking. Our point when we cook a chicken is not to have a hot, raw chicken. Our point is to have a cooked chicken. So there's a difference between the chicken before the cooking process and after the cooking process. But by water, the distinct difference is this is hot water and this is cold water. That's the difference. Now that's going to have halachic implications. Simply heating water is going to be the prohibition of cooking. Whereas by simply heating a chicken, I did not cook it. By simply heating a kugel, you take noodles, you put in a little bit of eggs, you put in sugar, you put in whatever you have to do to make a kugel. Now you mix it, you put it on the fire, it gets hot. You didn't cook yet. By water, by simply adding the heat, you've cooked it. Because water that's hot is distinctly different than water that's cold. But raw chicken that's hot and raw chicken that's cold are not distinctly different. It's the cooking that makes it different. Okay, so there's a difference between cooking any item other than water.
What? My question is, these are all unofficial, right? Even though the water has its bit, like a different set, like you just said. So why the filament? So again, the filament, why the log also? The log, it's not something that can be evolved in the cooking process. Should be another halacha.
on the log, there happens to be Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. Which stage is called the Bishul of the log? We'll say that because the log gets hardened as you dry it out, so that's the distinct difference that you're accomplishing by heating it in an oven. When you dry out a log, so you're either hardening it or softening and then hardening it by drying it out in the oven. That's with regards to the log. What? No. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that heating something, even if you're not going to eat it, is still going to be bishul. And with regards to the filament, so the Rambam writes that heating something to the point that it's red, to the point that it shines, that's going to be bishul. I'm not sure how we would define that, whether that is a change in the object, because you see we turn on and off the filaments. I'm not sure how we would define that. I'm saying if we're going to apply these criterion, that there has to be a distinctive change, so it would seem there has to be a distinctive change that's long-term. Although you could argue that with water, when it cools, it cools. But I don't know. I'm not sure how we would define that.